Chapter 13. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Send men, that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man, every one a prince among them. Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran according to the commandment of the Lord, all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. These were their names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammah the son of Zakur; of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat the son of Hori; of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of Issachar, Egal the son of Joseph; of the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Nun; of the tribe of Benjamin, Palti the son of Raphu; of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel the son of Sodi; of the tribe of Joseph, of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi the son of Susi; of the tribe of Dan, Amiel the son of Gamali; of the tribe of Asher, Sothur the son of Michael; of the tribe of Naphtali, Nabi the son of Vophsi; of the tribe of Gad, Gul the son of Machi. These are the names of the men who Moses sent to spy out the land. Moses called Hoshea the son of Nun Joshua. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, Go up this way by the Negev, and go up into the hill country, and see the land, what it is, and the people who dwell in it, whether they are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it is good or bad, and what cities they are that they dwell in, whether in camps, or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether there is wood in it, or not. Be courageous, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up, and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob, to Lebo Hamath. They went up by the Negev, and came to Hebron, and Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were there. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. They came to the valley of Eshcol, and cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes on it, and they bore it on a staff between two. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. That place was called the valley of Eshcol, because of the cluster which the children of Israel cut down from there. They returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days. They went and came to Moses, and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word to them, and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. They told him, and said, We came to the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Amalek dwells in the land of the Negev, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, dwell in the hill country, and the Canaanite dwells by the sea, and along by the side of the Jordan. Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and said, Let us go up at once, and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who went up with him said, We aren't able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. They brought up an evil report of the land which they had spied out to the children of Israel, saying, The land, through which we have gone to spy it out, is a land that eats up its inhabitants, and all the people who we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who come of the Nephilim, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.